This is the Weekly Scramble, a place where we chat about life over a cold one or two. It's time to belly up to the pod with Mike Fratelloni and your host, Chris Reavers.
Yes, sir. It's time for the Weekly Scramble. That means you get to hear from me. My name is Chris Reavers, alongside Mike Fratelloni with Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, Reavers?
I'm good. I got to tell you, I am chock full of stories. You know how sometimes it can be kind of what we call a slow news week?
Yeah,
There's so much stuff going on right now. It's insane.
Sure, we're going to start with like the border crisis and then Israel, Palestine.
Absolutely.
All
Super
of those,
Tuesday, yep, everything.
All of the important stuff.
Right. But no, I actually do want to start with, I received so much listener feedback based upon something you did in a good way.
I
want to preface
crap.
That.
Yeah.
But no, but so many people that I'm not just going to pick one email, but I'm not kidding. I got dozens of emails saying, tell Mike, thank you. Like that gesture of the Frontline Foundation was so incredibly cool and generous. And but anyway, so on behalf of all of the GLers and of course all of us here at Hubbard, that's really cool, man.
Well, so last week on the show, I said, however many friends I have of the Frat Pack 5000. So the people who befriended me on Facebook under Michael Fratelloni, we're calling that the Frat Pack 5000. Anybody who did that before really the show today, I actually did it this morning. I'll write a dollar check for each one. And it was 1,784 people, so I wrote a check for $1,784 to the Frontline Foundation today. And I talked to the people there. Super cool, right?
Yeah.
I'm more than glad to do it. And I just, this Frat Pack thing is taking on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And I think it's really, really cool. I'm interacting with the sweetest people. So, again, the reason why I started this, I know you're probably getting sick of this, is I had trouble trying to get five buddies together, right? I just couldn't do it. And I think
Remind me, was it a... Was it a dinner?
I had a charity event.
That's what it was.
And I had,
okay,
like to fill 10 seats. Actually, I had to fill 8 seats. And like finally I had to like beg my brother to come. And then, you know, like, and I want my brother to come anyways. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I had to like go. I couldn't just call 5 buddies and say, hey, bring your wives, or 4 buddies and their wives and bring them. I just couldn't get it done. So I said to my wife, I just need more friends, right? I happen to have this podcast with you that has, you know, thousands of listeners,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I said, well, if they like this show, I'm probably going to like them.
Yeah.
Right? Like they
get it.
They want to talk about cars and stuff and guns and fun stuff and beer. And so I started this Frat Pack 5000 with you and thousands of people now over 1,000. Like I'm at like 1,300 people have joined me now on Facebook from Mike Fratelloni on Facebook. But the cool thing that I'm going to do that a lot of guys suggested is they too want to meet guys that are like-minded.
Sure.
Right? So I'm going to start, and I haven't started this yet. I want to get a little bit bigger, but I think now is the time. I want to start a Frat Pack 5000 Facebook group.
Okay.
So everybody who has a Frat Pack number can go into that group, and then they can pre-qualify. Like, people can post, like Peter from the Riverside Hitman, the guy that's in the band. He can say, hey, my band's playing Mancini's tonight. Come on down and say hello. I'd like to see everybody. And then anybody who's in the Frat Pack, just because I might not be there, they still know that they're going to be buddies with these guys, too.
What if I am looking for the latest in crypto information? Will that be available in the Frat Pack?
Although crypto's going crazy, it's all right. I think of the guys that, the guy that owns the deli, right? The butcher's deli. I think of just people putting stuff on there, and I'll have to find a couple moderators. Maybe it will just be you and me.
Sure.
Like, to not have people put more on stuff. I just can't fathom people doing that, though.
Well, it's just going to inherently happen because of the world of spam alone on social media.
That's true.
I mean, there isn't really any... I mean, think of the page that we have for Garage Logic.
Does it get crazy?
It would if we didn't have somebody monitoring it all the time.
And I'm going to let everyone post all... If you have a Frat Pack number, right? Mm-hmm. If you're 1 through 5,000, then you'll be able to... And you join the Frat Pack group on Facebook. I don't know how to do this yet, but I'll figure it out. Then you can post on there. If you're out at a bar in Minneapolis and you say, hey, is anyone else here? You post that there and there's going to be a guy around.
Sure.
Right? Or if you're in Glencoe and you don't, I'm not going up to Glencoe. So it's kind of, I feel bad for the guy who's a Frat Pack member in Glencoe.
What do you got against Glencoe?
Well, he's not meeting any buddies.
Right? Oh.
He's only kind of knows me now, but there's maybe 100 guys that live near Glencoe that could hang out.
I want to go to a town ball game.
I want to go to a town ball game. And you say, hey, Frat Packers, is anyone coming to the town ball game today?
I will say this. I think this happened, was it last summer or the summer before? I mentioned on GL, just very casually and in passing, that I was taking the boys to one of our, it might have been even one of our games. Yeah, it was. We were playing somebody, and I don't remember who. And it was a Thursday night game or Wednesday night game. And two GLers showed up on their motorcycle and said, I've never been to this. This is cool. What a cool little ballpark. I'm like, wait. You actually listened to me? Like, it was really neat.
And you know how cool those people are because they're already GLers.
Yeah.
They're already Weekly Scramble people. So again, I get there's a wide variety of people that listen to the show.
Sure.
But the base, our foundation, is kind of the same.
Yeah.
Right? We're kind of the same people. A lot of women are asking, like, can you have women in the frat pack? I'm like, absolutely.
Of course.
If you're a GLer or a Weekly Scrambler, you're going to get it, right? You're going to get it. So look forward to that. So I'll pull some stuff on there. I'll ask you guys all to join, and then we can start communicating.
That might be an issue today, though.
Why?
Have you heard the latest?
I have not heard the latest. Don't tell me the internet is down.
Facebook and Instagram have both gone down, and some conspiracy theorists are blaming Taylor Swift.
You're kidding me.
It's true. Facebook and Instagram have both been down basically all day today, which I'm actually very thankful for. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of thousands of users have reported issues on the Meta sites, including Facebook Messenger and Threads, since around 10 o'clock this morning Eastern. Those hoping to post photos or check out some videos have been greeted with a session expired or unexpected error message. Many people flocked to rival site X, formerly known as Twitter, to question the cause of the problem. And one outlandish theory that is emerging is that the cruel summer singer was behind the issue, and it's all down to what she posted on Instagram just moments before. Let me scroll. Swift called on her 282 million followers to make a plan to vote today on Super Tuesday. 15 states will cast their ballots to pick the Republican and Democratic nominees for president on a huge day in the election race, but she maintained her silence on who she thinks her fans should vote for. Having previously backed President Joe Biden back in 2020, she says, quote, "I wanted to remind you guys to vote the people who most represent you into power. If you haven't already, make a plan to vote today," she wrote. "Whether you're in Tennessee or somewhere else in the U.S., check your polling places and times at vote.org.
And that crashed, I mean,
282 million people.
Possible? Or is it a conspiracy? Do you think Donald Trump saying, we need to take this down?
No.
Because we don't want people to go out and vote today.
The main reason I wanted to bring this up is because, of course, when people need breaking Taylor Swift information, this is the show they come to.
This is the show, yeah.
No, but what I found most, what's the word I want to use? Interesting is the fact that, because I remember when she did back Biden, and again, I don't care who she supports.
Yeah,
I don't care who anybody supports. Yeah. That's what makes this country great, is you have every right to vote for who you believe in, and I'm not going to argue with you because I don't care who you vote for, right? That's just the way it is.
That's right. It's none of my business.
It's none of my business. But the tune changing means that when it's telling me that when she did back Biden, and I mean, she's got country music roots, right?
Yes.
And that genre tends to skew one side of the aisle, which means she must have received a ton of backlash. So the people that run her marketing, empire said, hey, maybe let's play this one down the middle.
Well, I think I actually saw a video of her saying, I don't care. I don't care what people think. I want to be able to say what my opinion is.
Oh, okay.
And her mom and dad were like, why do this?
Yeah.
Why do it? Right? And, you know, like, even if you were super passionate about it, the one thing that I find strange, though, is, and again, I'm politically agnostic. I don't care. Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't care. I'm a stoic. I understand I have one vote. That's it. Right? But people seem to be.
Well, not if you listened to our interview with Dan McGrath last Thursday.
You could have
then
a little bit more.
I might have more than one vote.
But I think people are incredibly passionate about Donald Trump. And I think that people are not passionate about Joe Biden. They just hate Donald Trump.
Right.
So does hate get more votes than passion about somebody? Because I can't fathom, and again, it's not political, but I can't fathom anybody looking at Joe Biden and saying, oh my God, he is just so wonderful. That man is just, he needs to be here for another 4 years. He looks like a sad old man now. and it's sad. Right. And I'm not making a political commentary. Just the gentleman doesn't look like he should go for another 4 years.
Yep.
Right. And you could argue that Trump's too old too. Although I think Trump seems kind of vivacious in comparison. Right. And Trump has a different level of energy than many humans. Right. Sure. I'm not saying vote for either one of these guys, but I feel kind of weird that the candidate who has a truly strong chance of winning is the incumbent president. Yet no one's saying, I absolutely love him. I love that man. He is the best man. They're saying, oh, I hate Donald Trump, so I have to vote for Joe Biden. Right. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder if they're going to just say, Joe, thank you for your service. Michelle Obama, let's go.
I have no idea, but
Taylor
all I
Swift,
know is
let's go.
That election cannot get here fast enough, in my
opinion. It's going to be really long, too, because if Trump sweeps this Super Tuesday, then he's just about locked up the Republican nomination.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Haley would have to really look and say, okay, there is no road for me to victory anymore. And then that ending so soon on Super Tuesday like this would give us 2 extra months of full campaigning. And they won't have to campaign in small towns anymore to win the electorate of these states. They could just go full national campaign, which is awfully exciting. I do love, at Fratelloni's Union, we advertise, right?
Mm-hmm.
We own a chain of hardware stores, 22 hardware stores in the Twin Cities, and we advertise. And our media people that help us say, get your ad stuff in now, because there's going to be no ad space whatsoever, because all political advertising starts kicking in here in a couple months, and they take every single available spot.
Do you remember leading up to, and I don't exactly remember the time frame, but basically when Bloomberg bought every single second of available space, and it you just became inundated on every platform, whether you were watching TV, listening to the radio, social, whatever it was. And I just thought, how is this not alienating everybody?
Yeah, but that is one of my favorite quotes of all times, when it was on CNN or Fox, I'm forgetting which one, I think it was actually CNN, and the woman said, Michael spent $230 million on his campaign, and he got, I'm making this up, 230 something, he said, she made the comment, he could have given every single person $1 million, and the math was so convoluted, and the co-host said, oh, yeah, that's, no one's said time out. That's not how millions work,
right?
If he spent $230 million, he'd be able to give everybody $1 million if he spent 230 votes.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. They couldn't do the math. And I get that on TV and on radio, math is way, way harder.
Yeah.
Right? You're just, your brain can't
you're
do
in
math.
In the moment,
and you
can't
trying
do it. Yeah.
But two adult people, and this woman thought about this and had this supposition that he spent $230 million. He could have given every single person $1 million and gotten the same amount of votes. I'm like, that's not how math works, lady.
Nope.
That's not how math. I'll find that for you.
Okay.
It's a good one.
My next story comes from the Department of, are they really ever going to learn?
Mm.
And I'm talking about corporate America.
Okay.
Doritos is now on the hot seat. Are you familiar with this story?
No. What'd they do?
Doritos has fired a trans artist that appeared in one of its promotional videos after being alerted to her old, sick and twisted tweets, including one where she wrote about doing depraved things to a 12-year-old.
What?
Singer and activist Samantha Hudson, 24, appeared in a new partnership with Doritos Spain through a 50-second video called, I better be careful here, Crunch Talks, that has now been deleted from the brand's Instagram. Doritos told Rolling Stone today that it would no longer work with Hudson, saying they were unaware of her previous inappropriate posts. The decision follows massive backlash on social media as users posted grabs of Hudson's old writings. Born Yvonne Gonzalez Ronedo, Hudson has identified herself as anti-capitalist.
Mm. So why would you hire an anti-capitalist for your Doritos campaign?
And Marxist in interviews, and claimed in one video to be for the
abolition?
Anyway, I say yes. I'm just done because I'm reading this and also seeing associated.
Let me ask some questions because clarify this for me. So this was a man who transitioned to a woman.
Yeah.
Gets a Dorito campaign to do this artistic video. And then they find that this man, before maybe he transitioned, talked about something salacious with a 12-year-old.
Yep.
I'm against that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a sturdy branch to stand on.
Like, I'm not sure, but I think I'm going to go against it.
You know what my point is on this? Did anybody not take a lesson out of the Bud Light playbook from just, not that long ago, six months ago?
Yeah.
Why are these companies so fixated on trying to appeal to the woke mob?
Yes.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah. What? I mean, is it?
I don't think you're any more or less inclusive. I think you're an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
And I love Doritos.
I love Doritos, too.
I hide Cool Ranch Doritos all over my house because my wife says stop eating that stuff.
Never buy them for me ever again. Ever.
Because I will sit down and eat the whole bag.
And then she taught me this thing. Okay, you know, like, our wives are skinny girls, right?
Yep.
They'll take a cup and they'll say, what you do is you take a little cup and then you put some Doritos in the cup. And then I'd say, well, I could do that, but I'd have to get 40 freaking cups.
See, what I'll do is I'll just keep refilling the cup, Nicole. Just going to keep going back to that well.
No, you just get one cup, put like 11 chips in there. And I'm like, 11 chips? Is an amuse-bouche. It's nothing. I need a little bit more than that. So I'm begging her to not buy it. Now, I'm not going to say, you know, the world's a big place.
Yes, it
a
is,
lot
Mike.
Of, and Doritos is a big company. They can hire a lot of people and not know, right? You just might not have said, you know, that person could have come in and say, oh, here's my art. I used a Cool Ranch Dorito sauce to do this. And they're like, oh, that's cool. Let's go. And then, oh, you talked about doing something salacious to the 12-year-old.
I can't, for the life of me, understand why anyone in a marketing position, and I'm going to guarantee there was some 24-year-old that in this, you know, board meeting that said, hey, I got an idea. Let's try to reach out to this person. I get that how that could happen. But when you are a brand of that size, how does that not anything? Say, well, maybe we should do some background on this particular person and maybe find if they're... Because all that stuff is available almost instantaneously.
You think you'd be able to do that. You know, or a company could do this. Mm. Doritos could say, tough luck, eat more Doritos, morons. And just push right back and say, we don't care that we hired somebody that turned out scummy.
Yeah.
We can't figure it out. The world's too damn complicated.
Right.
You love our Doritos. Keep eating them. And by the way, you have some lint in your belly button. Move on. Right?
Yeah.
And I would respect that so much more. And then the next person, they get like a Pam Anderson type to do like, hey, I'm doing my Doritos ad. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, I'm back. Yeah. Not that I'm ever going to go away from Doritos.
No.
What would be easier for you to give up, Doritos or Bud Light?
Oh, Bud Light, no question.
100%.
Yeah, no question.
Bud Light would be gone.
And in fact, you know, I'm trying to eat healthier and all that stuff. But yeah, I'll sneak an occasional Dorito because, it's good.
My wife gets them at like Sam's Club or Costco, one of those two places. And the bag comes in and it's heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's
the size of a sleeping bag.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, it's like a pillow, right? I'm like, this is a lot of Doritos. And they last kind of forever. If you don't go to town on them too quickly. So damn proud. So good luck to you. Go ahead and buy your Doritos. Doritos, just stop hiring people that abuse children.
I have two other stories and then also one observation. And I might as well get the observation since it's so timely. You're a fan of social media, as am I. Did you see the video of Minnesota-born comedian Nick Swardson? It's really bizarre.
I have not.
And I've met Nick, and he's a really nice guy.
He's an affable chap.
Yeah, but he was on stage, and because apparently he is getting just roasted. So apparently he had a bad mixture of booze and edibles and decided to go on stage. With some comedians, that kind of helps them overcome the stage fright aspect of their job, which I completely understand. But apparently he had the bad. So he's getting... torch, and I didn't see the full clip.
Did he say the N-word? What did he do?
No, I don't think it was that. It was more of just he was slurring his words, you know, people paid pretty decent money to go see it.
If you paid anything, you'd be pissed.
You need to put on a show, so I get all that. But I just didn't know if you had watched.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. He seems like he'd be a straight shooter.
I will say this: I worked an event with him back in my Talk 107.1 days, because the gal that I did the show with was also a stand-up comedian, Colleen Cruz, and still is, I believe. She is still a stand-up comedian. And anyway, and she and Nick's sister are really good friends.
Okay.
And Nick's sister, I believe, was a booking agent. I do not know if she still is. Mm-hmm. But she worked in that world. And so Nick was doing a show at, what's the hotel that's across the street from the Orpheum Theater downtown? It used to be called Chambers, I believe. I think it's something different now. But back then, it was the Chambers Hotel. And they had a really cool rooftop that, you know, in the summer could be used for, you know, a show that you were inviting, you know, the corporate elites and things that people are paying, you know, a lot of money to be there. And so we just happened to be accompanying this group as just media slash friends of the guests. And one of them was Vince Vaughn, and Nick was a part of this. And then there was one other comedian that was really funny, and I don't remember his name. But in any event, could not possibly have been nicer. He was really, really funny. He was great. Asked if we needed anything. And I said, no, I'm good, man. I'm just drinking my beer and hanging out. Vince Vaughn was a total douche, but that's another story for another time. But yeah, and that made me feel sick. It's like, oh, that's too bad, because he was getting roasted. And I thought, that's too bad. He's a good dude.
Well, you know what the rule is? So I was out to dinner with a couple of couples the other day, because we're making friends now. Like,
look at you. It's a Frat Pack 500 friend pack.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting close. And one of them asked me if I had ever done edibles. and I said, no, it's not my thing, right? Yeah. I like to, like, I can drink Tito's soda and exactly know when, like, okay, well,
time
I feel like
done.
I know exactly where my line is. Yep. I mean, I really have that mastered. I mean, Tito's soda is like really mastered for me. And he said, well, what you got to do is just the foot. And I said, just the foot? Like, I had no idea. He goes, you just take the little edible and you just eat the foot off of the little edible character. And I'm like, oh, so his unit of measurement for taking an edible, because it's kind of shaped like a gummy bear.
So it's like a Keebler elf?
No, like a gummy bear. And you just eat the foot of the gummy bear, and you just start with that. You start with just the foot. And I'm like, and he said, that's the equivalent of you having one Tito's soda. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So Nick needs to learn how to do just the foot. Right? He has to start with just the foot and then work his way up the body if he needs a little bit more. Go to kneecap then, to waist, et cetera, et cetera.
Pervert. There's so many just the lines that I have in my head, but I'm not going to go there because I am a professional broadcaster.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that about Nick. Hopefully he was having, maybe he's going to check himself into treatment now.
But no, I don't think that would be necessary.
Whatever happened to that too? Remember when stars used to check themselves into treatment?
Right. It was basically them just trying to get out of whatever firestorm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody does that anymore.
No, because we're just openly high and drunk all over
all the
place now. We don't give a damn.
Like, I'd go to treatment, but then I'd have to stop doing drugs and drinking.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's living in a homeless encampment that just caught on fire.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I wasn't going to bring that up. Mm-hmm. You know what? Okay, and I don't want to get into whether they should live there or whether they shouldn't, because I have my own.
They shouldn't live there.
They shouldn't.
It's not humane to do to humans.
It's not there, but you know, then you've got the woke leaders and whatnot that say, well, where are we supposed to put them? There's a housing crisis. Well, there are places for them if they'd stop using drugs.
They'd have to be sober, which makes it impossible.
But do you know what the first thought that came to my mind when I saw the story about the homeless encampment that caught fire? And I mean, it was pretty terrifying.
They're warm? Is that what you're...
But you know, thankfully, nobody was killed, which... Sure. Apparently I don't know if it was the Minneapolis fire chief or somebody with the police department that said it was a miracle that nobody died.
Yeah, you think someone would be high enough to sleep through it and burn it out.
And, you know, it's an entire square block and it just instantly went up in flames. Yeah. But the first thought I had, and I don't know if this makes me a good person, a bad person, whatever, but the first thought I had was, I cannot believe how bad that must smell.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just first in general, with it not being on fire, it's got to smell awful. And then you just add flames to it.
You know, so some people, I think it was it Malcolm X who, and you guys played that on the GL podcast, where he said, the most harmful thing in this world is a white liberal trying to help me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it was a really poignant speech. And I'm not saying white liberal women are the downfall, but I did see a post after that tent city burned down, and this white woman put up a post. I don't know why I'm saying white woman, but that she happened to be a white liberal woman, saying, here's the needs that these people have.
Oh, yes, I saw the same
one. Firewood.
Right.
Mr. Heaters.
Cigarettes.
Propane tanks. Cigarettes.
Yep.
I'm like, wait, are you kidding? If you want somebody to fail in life, do that for them.
Yep.
If you want someone to be addicted to drugs and never amount to anything and have their lives destroyed, do that for them.
Yep.
It seems so clear that supplying homeless people with things that let them stay homeless and drug addicted, it seems so clear to some people that that wouldn't be what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yet while others say, hey, these people need booze and cigarettes and heaters and propane tanks. Our propane tanks at our stores get broken into all the time.
Oh, really?
I mean, we have these big, huge locks and we have cameras. We see the people come up, stare right into the camera.
Wave.
There's no care whatsoever that they even care. So oftentimes we just have empty tanks in there. So they get in and just steal the empty tanks, right? Yeah. It is so weird that someone posted that. Did you saw that, right? What a shame. You're not doing anybody favors keeping them in that situation.
Yeah.
Right? It's just not. No one deserves to live like that.
I have another story, and it's kind of vague, but I'm bringing it up because I really need help understanding this. And I don't know, maybe I think you're the right person to approach on this given topic because you live in a house full of women. And
I know
this is a very popular item with women, but I need help understanding the craze behind the Stanley Quencher tumbler. Now, I want to set this up.
Yeah, you go for it. Yeah.
So these came out, a couple months ago?
A little bit more than that.
Okay, so whenever it can, maybe the holiday season, whatever, it doesn't matter. But they came out, and I'll never forget seeing a video of a line outside, I believe it was a Target store. And I'm thinking, is there a new movie that's coming? Is there an iPhone?
Is there going to be a star there?
I said, it's not Black Friday. It's not, why are people lined up at a Target? And there was a video of two women in their, I'm going to guess, early to mid 20s saying how excited they were for the Stanley Cup. And of course,
I'm thinking hockey.
I said, well, that's cool. They're wanting to go. I said, wait a minute. What? Why would they be going to Target to see the Stanley Cup? And I'm like, oh, Reavers, you idiot. That's not what they're. I'm familiar with what it is, but please, dear God, explain to me why. Is this just brilliant marketing? Is this a product that's worthy of 500 people camping out the night before? I don't understand what's going on. It's a freaking cup that keeps your water or whatever you're drinking cold for longer, and everyone's losing their minds over it.
Yeah, I think...
Do you sell them at your stores?
We don't.
Okay.
We sell the Yeti version of it, right? Yeti was kind of the... You know, it is kind of funny when you look back at the life of Stanley. Stanley's been around, let's say, 150 years.
So is this the same as Stanley Power Tools and things
it was in the past, but I don't think it is anymore. Now it's like Stanley Thermoses. You know, like when a guy built a building, he had that thermos with that little green cap on it.
For his coffee or whatever.
Yeah, for his coffee or his soup, right?
Yep.
And they had all those years they were in business, and it took like the internet to have them start clicking on something that does more business than they did in the last 50 years, right? With this silly, incredibly heavy, incredibly big, not spill proof, gross because you use the same straw for like 4 months. It is so ridiculous, Reavers. My kids each have one. They each have a couple of colors because...
Oh, you got to have a backup
because,
one.
Because, there's a pink... Oh, there's the Starbucks one that has... And so they were so smart, they went in and branded like they made a Barbie one, right? So that's limited edition. A Starbucks one, limited edition. So people think these have value and they go onto the internet and sell them in the secondary market. So it's like a behind the scenes thing. You can trade these things to get a red Starbucks Stanley mug. This is why some countries hate Americans. I really think that because they're thinking to themselves, I need to go get fresh water today. My husband needs to kill something for me to eat.
I sure am hungry.
I barely have fresh water, no energy, no banking in my third world country. Someone's going to kill me tonight. Yet some morons running through a Target at full speed to go grab a Stanley cup at a displayer to spend $60 for it or whatever they are. I just don't get it. I don't want to be that guy who doesn't have fun. Right?
Sure.
I don't want to be that guy who doesn't have fun. But let's say this. I'm going to put my line in the sand. If you have credit card debt and you also have a Stanley mug, something's wrong. Right? If you can't afford to spend the cash to do it, you shouldn't have one.
Right.
So if you have debt in credit cards, which like 90% of America does, you shouldn't have a Stanley mug. I'm going to go ahead and just say that.
Wow.
It seems extra. Seems superfluous. Like you can use, you know what I do? What do I have? I have my plastic water bottle.
Well, and I do have a reusable water bottle that I use all the time, but I believe it might have cost me $10.
Yeah.
And And it's because, and this is not a joke, I do ads for Hofferman Water. Sure. I'm spoiled. Water. It's my favorite water. Yep. In fact, my go-to before I had it installed was Aquafina, the very bottle you have in front of you. Yep. That was my go-to, but now I've got it at home.
I'll refill my Aquafina plastic thing like 10 times before I throw it away.
Right.
Like I'm a low maintenance guy. It doesn't need to be that cold.
So this was all obviously a social media craze in which some celebrity on TikTok posted how great the Stanley thing was and then everybody had to have one.
They're making so much fun of them now because they're so big. The drinks are so big. Like, how much water do you really need? And now women are doing TikTok videos with like a trash can painted like a Stanley cup with like a hose, like a big PVC hose in it, pretending that's what they carry.
And here's also another reason why it's so stupid for you to spend. And again, I'm not here to tell you what to spend your money.
But if you have
a
credit card debt, don't buy one of these.
Right. I didn't realize they were $60 for one of them. I did not.
Let me look it up.
Well, but whatever they are, I'm sure they're not as cheap as my $10 plastic one that I bought, you know, I bought it on vacation a couple of years ago. Anyway, my point being, here's what's so funny about those very things. I'm going to guarantee that they're, it's the, as you mentioned, you know, your daughters have one. It's the mom traveler. Mm-hmm. But yet, I was in I was in Coon Rapids for my son's state tournament in basketball. What did they have?
Yeah.
A giant table, lost and found, and about 10 of these things sitting on the thing.
Usually they don't let you bring them into gymnasiums because they tip over and they leak, right? That's the big thing that, like in volleyball, you can't bring them onto the courts because they leak. But I think you found something, and I think we mentioned this before. The reason why these are getting so popular is because when a mom walks into the basketball tournament with her Stanley Cup, she, of course, has water in there.
Oh, yeah. It's not wine.
Or whatever she wants to have, right? So she can hide something. The thing's, it's 30 ounces. It's a half a bottle of wine. You could pour that. So a 30-ounce Stanley Quencher 2.0 Flow State tumbler is $35 at Shields. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, they can get bigger. They can get a little, you can get them tie-dyed for $65 from Poshmark.
Boy.
What luck. And we are so lucky.
And you wonder why this country's in trouble.
Oh, there's some on sale, though, Reavers. You know what that means.
$38?
No, but the moment they go on sale, that means the trend is over, right? Because you only want them when there's some limited.
It's in demand.
Yes, the moment it goes on sale, you're like, that one's $18? Like, I don't want a stupid one for $18. Then it will go back to the next one.
I've just never been someone that needed something because it was popular, ever.
I did.
That's never.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to not be that person.
No.
I'd like to not covet things that other people have.
I'm not even saying that as if I'm better than. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a very hard thing to do, Reavers. So don't
even play sports. You know, like the greatest new bat. I didn't need that. Well, number one, my family couldn't afford it. But number two, I didn't really need it. It did, just because you spent $300 in your baseball bat, I'm still better than you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that never really. Sorry, I'm.
No, I think
I'm
that's an important point, though. I mean, I think you're. I think it would be really cool to not. To be that type of person, to say it doesn't matter. And that's a very challenging thing for me personally. Like if one of my friends gets something, like I'm kind of wanting to get it, right? Or I might covet that.
Well, so you mentioned the parents in the gym and there may or may not be water in that particular thing. I'll share a very brief story from this past weekend. So we had to do our first overnight stay for a basketball tournament. We've done it a couple times for baseball and whatever throughout both my playing career and my boys' playing careers. And so this was the first time we did it during the basketball season.
Okay.
This is actually my son's playing travel ball for the very first time. Really likes it. We've had a great time. We met really cool parents. It's been so much fun. I'm really glad it's over, but it's been so much fun. But anyway, the hotel we were staying at Saturday night, nice place. When you walk in, it has, you know, to the left where your breakfast area would be in the morning. Well, it's also big enough where, you know, there's a TV. So they had, I think the Timberwolves game was on or whatever they were watching. And then all the parents.
Sure. Hanging out.
They've been at the gym all day.
Yep.
Listening to whistles and buzzers. And so they needed to relax, let's just say.
Unwind.
And so I was tasked with, you know, I brought the fam back to the hotel so they could go shower and kind of wind down. Then I was going to go get food and then come back because by that time everyone's showered and ready for dinner so we can go to bed and then get up early and do it all over again. But I had that moment where I'm walking in, went to Chipotle because I love Chipotle. Mm-hmm. For me and the boys, I walked in, I saw the massive pack of parents just having a good old time. And I thought, option A is to bring the food back up to the room.
Okay.
Option B is to maybe have just one quick one and then walk up to the room. And I thought, no, I'm going to choose option A because, you know, this is about family time, right? But it did cross my mind for just a very, very brief moment. But then I ran into one of the parents at breakfast the next morning and they said, yeah, you picked the right option.
You made the right option.
Because now I got to spend all day hungover in this gym.
It's fun meeting those parents.
It is cool.
It is cool. I went to a team party at someone's house.
Oh.
And I'm not going to, I don't want to have this person know.
You were invited to a team party.
Well, I get invited. I just don't go.
Right.
Which is weird because I am asking for 5,000 friends, yet I don't really want to know anybody. So that's a weird thing. But I go to this party and there's a guy there who's just sweet. Just a cool guy and a nice guy. And I'm thinking, this guy could be a friend of mine. Right? Like this is the kind of, it's like a meet cute, right? Like how you met your wife at the grocery store when you both reached over for that plantain, right? You're like, oh, so I met this guy, really nice guy. Well, a few weeks later at a volleyball tournament, I'm not there. My wife is there. And this guy screaming at the coach.
Oh no.
Screaming. And I was like, not that guy.
No.
Not him.
He's breaking my heart.
And sure enough, he like lost his mind. They had to escort him out of the room. Oof. Like out of the, I'm like, what? So I feel like I dodged a bullet with that guy.
Yeah.
Like I didn't call him up and say, hey, we really bonded. You want to go for a motorcycle ride? Right. I didn't say
that. You didn't do that.
I didn't because I'm not that kind of guy, but it would have been cool. Right. Should have asked him if he was a fan of the show. Cause if he was a fan of the show, then he would have never done that. He would have never screamed.
Yeah. No, because somebody like that doesn't listen to
this
show.
We just don't do that.
Right.
Inside, we might be losing our minds, mm-hmm. but we won't scream. And we might be snarky, but the coach could never hear. No. Right. We just won't do that. We're gentlemen.
Right.
So, yeah, I really, really felt like, wow, I would have never guessed that person would have done that ever. It was uncomfortable a little bit.
Yeah. And that's the only, and I've mentioned that a time or two, but that's the only thing. And it's the small percentage of people that are involved with it, but it does take away from the enjoyment. It's like, and you wonder why, because I don't want to ref a game. I barely want to coach my own kid's team. I'm not refereeing. So I always have a bit of extra sympathy for that particular person because you're in a no-win situation. Because you're going to make somebody angry at some point.
Great video that's going along. This girls' basketball team and a girl's up at the foul line. She takes a shot, just airballs it, and you hear, air ball, like totally silent. And just this woman screams air ball and she goes, I'm sorry, that's my daughter. I can yell that to her.
Oh my
like
God,
she felt
that's
so
funny.
Bad yelling it. And she's like, that's my daughter. It's okay. And I'm like, well, you can't yell air ball when your daughter air balls.
Right.
I mean, like, she was thinking if she explained that was her kid, it's not a big deal. Yeah. But dead silence, and just screams out, air ball.
Oh my
which
God.
Would be great. Thanks, Mom. Thanks. I call the IRS on her. IRS. I think my mom might be cheating on her taxes.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, I saw a great tweet because there's all sorts of stuff about the border and everything else. And there was one guy that posted and it said, boy, I really hope they do not detain. And is it extradite? Is that the word I'm looking for? Yep. Extradite my mother-in-law.
Oh, yes.
Who lives at 1634 Olmsted Lane, and she's home around 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, that's ballsy.
That was pretty good. Anyway. Oh, you got to love the internet.
Michael, thank you so much.
Reavers, you're the best.
Please do us a favor. Rate and review the show wherever you happen to be listening to the Weekly Scramble. It helps others find the show, and it helps us in the long run, and we really appreciate it. His name is Mike Fratelloni. My name is Chris Reavers. We will do this again next week. Until then, cheers.